What is Directions ACT?
So Directions ACT is a large, predominantly drug and alcohol service here in the ACT. We treat people who have alcohol and drug issues, but we also extend our services beyond the drug and alcohol to other addictions as well.
Now, this was a city that had quite a big reputation for heroin a decade and a half ago or
yes.
so. How prevalent are our addictive problems now? What sort of people are you treating and seeing?
Okay, so heroin, yeah, does still feature within our community. However, the numbers are around about 9% of the drug-using population now in the ACT. Our biggest issue is around cannabis, amphetamines, and in the most, about 50% is alcohol now in our community.
And of course, alcohol is always that one that we're quite content to push to the side and
very
angsty about heroin, and as you say, it's such a small part of the picture. Mm. What about social addictions, things like sex or even food? Do you treat those too?
We do indeed. Look, we only see a small number of people come through our service. They normally are, I guess, comorbid with the other addictions that we see around the drug and alcohol. However, we do see people that have eating addictions, shopping addictions, sex addictions and so forth, and we see those within our smart recovery groups.
Do you believe that those are addictions?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do. And I think, I believe that within us all, we all have the ability to be addicted to something.
And I was interested that you mentioned a moment ago comorbidity, because this is quite important in recovery, isn't it? That very often there is something else going on along with the addiction and you need to look at both those things.
Absolutely. Look, we see 80 to 90% of the people that come into our service have mental health issues. So that's one comorbidity. Morbidity with drug and alcohol addiction. On top of that, we have people who also have disabilities as well. So it's, you know, there is a lot more going on than just that primary addiction.
So where do you start when someone comes in with an addiction? What do you, how do you know what services they need? How do you analyse it?
Look, we at Directions have an intake procedure where we actually have one worker that greets the person. We have a no wrong door policy within the organisation, which means that anyone can contact the organisation from any point and we will assess what that person may need in terms of support. So we basically work from there and then determine whether our organisation is the most appropriate place for that person to be, or we also have other very close networks with other organisations within the ACT, like Karolika and Catholic Care, Tura Services, and Karma, which is a peer-based group, who may also be able to assist.
Kate Pence is here with me in the studio. She's the Executive Director of Directions ACT, and we're getting a bit of a picture of both the addiction issues here in the ACT and what's available for assistance. Kate, in the past, particularly in relation to alcohol addiction, there's often been a bit of a faith-based tinge to treatment programs, and I mentioned earlier on AA, for example, and that does brilliant work for many people, but there's a distinctly spiritual flavour about it. Is that a problem for some people? Are there alternatives?
Absolutely. I think there are a lot of people that are quite cynical about turning to faith when it comes to addiction. And also there are some people that need to pace themselves in terms of how they actually address their addiction as well. It could be a step-by-step process where they gradually reduce their use rather than it being, being completely abstinent from what they're using. So it has to be individualised for the person. We actually have a group, or several groups that we run within the ACT called Smart Recovery Groups. And it's a philosophy that's more around self-reflection and self-learning and I guess building a network around yourself with other people who have similar addiction issues. And it's not an abstinence-based program. It's a program that accepts that people have relapses. It's a program that accepts that people find it difficult, you know, to take that step to abstinence. So it's a group that really concentrates on people supporting each other in how they address the addiction, and also looking at what's behind the addiction. What is it that that has been the precursor to it, that actually happening, and exploring that within a group of people.
And I'm very interested that what you're describing there is also taking the moral dimension out of addiction. And we had some discussions earlier about how Western culture really likes to frame addiction as a moral failing, or something that's got sort of overtones about what sort of human being you are, and that obviously plays into not working at all well for some people.
Yeah. That's right.
So tell me more about Smart Recovery and how it operates, because I know that it's been picked up by quite a few groups, both here in Australia, and you're also getting some international interest in this. It's
absolutely.
I think there's a recognition this might be something quite important.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. So it's a program that was actually started in the US back in, I think it was about 1992, but for Australia we took it on board around the early 2000s. Canberra is a place that has actually quite a few programs pro rata for our population. We've taken it on board here, and we actually run about 5 groups a week here in the ACT, working with people in the prison, in the AMC, people who also work, who are within the adult mental health unit at Canberra Hospital, through Samaritan House, and also through Directions as well. But there are actually, in fact, about 100 groups across Australia. They're now becoming quite common over in the European countries, and also over in England.
Who is and who isn't likely to be able to kick a serious addiction? Are there any kinds of predictors?
Around kicking a serious addiction? Yeah. Addiction is something, I think the recovery from an addiction really needs to have something coming from within the person. That person needs to be able to have the ability to reflect upon what's actually happening for them and what are the triggers. There are some people that find that really difficult, and there are a lot of people in our community who have cognitive disabilities, who might have an acquired brain injury, and disabilities similar to that, mental health disorders, quite serious depression, where people just don't have that ability to have insight into what's actually happening for them. They're generally the people who are quite difficult to support when it comes to addiction.
What role do families have in the process?
Families have a big role in the process of addiction. It's that role of acceptance. It's that role of support, and providing consistency to the person. However, normally a lot of people who do experience very serious addictions don't have those relationships anymore.
The families fall away because the pressure on them is too overwhelming to stand up.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, to create a very black picture, quite often if the addiction is serious enough, and quite often something we see at Directions is people are at rock bottom. They've been stealing from their families. They've been deceiving their families. So it's a very, very complex relationship, and there's a lot of work that needs to be done in order to rebuild.
Yes, and it's an interesting concept, isn't it? Because what you're suggesting is that families also have the right to protect themselves and draw healthy lines and boundaries and say your addiction cannot destroy all of our lives.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do
you think addiction is a lifelong thing? Does anyone ever really get better?
I think it's very difficult for people to get better. I certainly have seen people in my time get better and not go back to using. But I think there's always that difficulty in holding back.
Kate, how do people get in touch with Directions ACT?
Directions ACT, we're across the ACT. People can contact our main number, which is 6122 8000.
6221 8000.
Yes, 6122 8000. We have a duty worker on 5 days a week during the working days, who can assist people if they'd like to discuss any matters further.
Kate, it's been terrific to have you in here and to give us an insight into what you face here in Canberra. But thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.